art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. This is Shouts of Grace Center bringing you our online midweek service. And the topic we are looking at today is surviving coronavirus, navigating the season, and coming out stronger than ever. We're going to be looking at the book of Psalms 114, and I'll quickly read verses 1 to 8. The Bible says in verse 1, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back, the mountains heaved like rams and the little hills like lambs. What healeth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that you skip like rams, and you little hills like lambs? He says, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. We're going to concentrate on verses 1 and 2, and I want us to pay a lot of attention. It says in verse 1 again, when Israel went out of Egypt, and the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. Pay attention to that, because Israel is a type of not just the church, but a group of people. And the Bible is saying when this group of people went through a transition or a change or a new level, that there are two things that are paramount that we should take attention to, which is Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. This group of people went through a change. The whole world is at a standstill right now. We are presently going through a transition period. There's a pandemic. And in order for us as a people to enter into the fullness of God's plan for our lives, we need to understand these two strategies that the Bible mentions, which is what took the children of Israel out of Egypt. 430 years of servitude. What facilitated their exit and their movement from Egypt to Israel? The Bible says Judah was a sanctuary. Two things. Judah, the fact that Judah was a sanctuary. So let's consider the first one. What the scripture is telling us is that we should look back at how these people transited, the process through which they had their transition from Egypt to Israel. Is the same process that will take us from this season, this pandemic season, into the next level that God has for us as a people. So there are two things. And the first thing is the fact that Judah was his sanctuary. Judah was his sanctuary. That was the number one thing that became extremely important in the transition process of Israel from Egypt. Glory to God. Now, we all know that Judah means praise. Judah means praise. We all know that from the scripture. And there are three things which I believe that God wanted the children of Israel to do for him, which are also the reasons that are given to Pharaoh. Now, before we look at those three reasons, let's understand the fact that the Bible says Judah has to become your sanctuary. A sanctuary is a sacred place or a home, a place where you stay. So Judah must become a place where you stay in order for Israel to exit Egypt. That was a process that took them out of 430 years of servitude. Judah was a sanctuary. Judah became a house, a home. They were surrounded by Judah. They were surrounded by priests. In other words, the praise factor becomes extremely important in your transition process from this season we are in into the next place of assignment in your life. In order for you to enter into the fullness of that place that God is taking you to as a people and as an individual, Judah must become your sanctuary. Judah must house you. Your life must become a house of praise. That is what the scripture is saying there. The children of Israel were surrounded by praise. And if there's anything you mustn't lose at this time, it's your praise and your joy. It must be intact. Oh yes, people are dying, people are getting troubled, and there's fear in the air, but you must not lose your praise. The children of Israel were in perpetual servitude, 430 years, but the Bible recorded that in order for them to leave Egypt, Judah had to become sanctuary. The element of praise had to come in order for them to be able to move from where they were to where God is taking them to. And I want us to understand that when Israel left Judah, Judah must become your sanctuary. A heart continually filled with gratitude rather than attitude. Now, there are two things that can invalidate Judah. There are two things that can make Judah useless. That make your praise useless. So you don't want to deal with those two things. There are many things, but let me just mention these two things. Number one is offenses. In Romans chapter 5, verse 18, the first part of Romans 5, 18, it says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. One man, yet there was offense. One man, offense came upon all men. That is what offense can do. We need to be careful about offenses from people around us. Especially when we are all together in the house right now. The families are locked down in the house. Husbands and wives are locked down in the house. Especially if you live in a place like Lagos, for example, in Nigeria, where the couple go to work and they spend a lot of time apart. But right now they are together. They are going to discover little things that are getting on their nerves. You must avoid offenses. You mustn't live in strife. You are going to navigate this season successfully. The second thing is bitterness. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, the Bible declares, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So there is a defilement that comes with bitterness. You don't want to deal with this. Forgive all those who have offended you, so that you do not open up yourself to attacks from the devil. Very important. You cannot afford to be bitter against your wife. You can't afford to be bitter against your wife. Colossians chapter 3 verse 19 tells us, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Look at Amplified Version. It says, husband, love your wives. Be affectionate and sympathetic with them. And do not be harsh or bitter or resentful towards them. If you are bitter towards your wife, your prayers will be hindered. It will run aground. And that is not a good place to be. So, joy is a major one. When they left, Judah was his sanctuary. Extremely important. Like I said, there are three reasons that are mentioned in the scriptures why God wanted the children of Israel to leave Egypt. Those three reasons must be present in your life, propelling your ability to be preserved in this pandemic period. Listen to me. When those three reasons are present in your life, when you put those three reasons in perspective, coronavirus cannot kill you, just like the servitude of the children of Israel did not end their lives in that place. God was constantly sending message through Moses to Pharaoh, let my people go. And there are three major reasons. These three major reasons must be at the center of your life in this season you are in. Even as of now that there's a lockdown, these three reasons must be at the center of your life. Number one thing that God said In Exodus chapter 5 verse 1, talks about holding a feast. Hold a feast. That's number one. Hold a feast. And in Exodus 5 1, it says, and afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. Can we see that? God said, let them go. I want them to hold a feast. What does a feast talk about? Message translation calls it something like festival. This is what we've been talking about. The element of joy. You must start putting it in your perspective right now. That as soon as this pandemic period is over, I'm going to give all the glory to God. I'm going to hold a feast unto the Lord. Number two reason why God said the children of Israel should leave is to serve God. To serve God. In Exodus chapter 8 verse 1, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. That they may serve me. Exodus chapter 8 verse 1, and the Lord God spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. So service. If before this pandemic you've not been serving God, you've just been sitting idle in your local assembly, in your church, you are not in any unit, you don't see any reason for it, perhaps you now begin to understand that service unto God is paramount to the survival of your life. God said, the reason I've kept them alive and they must leave to serve is because I want them to come and serve me. Service. You must make up your mind. As soon as this COVID-19 period is over, I'm going to serve God all the days of my life. Number three, sacrifice. Sacrifice. In Exodus chapter 8 verse 8, Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people. Look at what he said. And I will let the people go that they may go and do sacrifice unto the Lord. Sacrifice is surrender. Worship. It's a place you get to and you say, Lord, there's nothing about my life again. I give you all my life. I give you all of me. I'm going to serve you with all my life, with all my energy, with all my finances. There is nothing you ask for me that I cannot give. It's a place of total surrender. Nothing is precious to you again above the Lord. So there are three things I mentioned. Number one, festival, a feast. Number two, service. And number three is to go and sacrifice. Glory to God. Now the next phrase we see in that scripture talks about Israel being dominion. It said Judah was a sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. You remember the verse we are reading? When Israel left Egypt, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. We just explained the element of Judah being the sanctuary. Praise has to surround you like a house, like you are surrounded by a house and you live in a house. Then the second thing he says, Israel must be the dominion. What does this mean? The word Israel means a prince with God. A prince with God. In other words, being with God is the second key here that will help you to navigate the season and move into the next level of your life. Being with God. Because the word Israel means a prince with God. Israel is his dominion. Dear people, the presence of God is not negotiable. They see, saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. What is it that he sees? Saw? The presence of God, the Shekinah glory of God. You see, the sea will not turn back because of your phonetics. The sea cares less of the kind of car you drive. And by the way, if you are locked down, where are you driving the car to anyway? All of those things that really matter to you that's been taking your attention away from God. Your job, your work, business, running around, globetrotting around the world. Everything is at a standstill. Now you are beginning to see that God is above all, is the most important person in your life. God is more important than your job. Where is your job right now? God is more important than your travels. Where are your travels right now? God is more important than your idiosyncrasies. Where are they right now? Everybody's locked down. Jordan will not be driven back because of your finance or because of your bank account. Jordan will only be driven back by the presence of God. People of God, I've got to let you know this. You must spend time in the Word and prayer like never before. The season of lockdown, the purpose of it will be defeated if you don't connect with your Jehovah. You must practice the presence of the Lord. You need power like never before. You need to carry God's presence in all you do. This is a beautiful time for you to connect with your family and teach them the values of serving God. Glory to God. Now let me talk about a few things about the presence of God. It's going to bless you. A few things. Number one, the presence of God and a habitual, sinful lifestyle cannot go together. They cannot go together. When I mean habitual, sinful lifestyle, I'm not talking about when you make a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake. I'm talking of something you do habitually. Something that is a habit. It happens every time. They don't go together. Our case study is Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. That guy was enjoying God's presence. The Bible says God will come down in the cool of the day, come to the garden and visit him. He knew what the presence of God was. But then in Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible says they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. No. The presence of God is what everybody wants. Now these guys, they hid themselves. Why? Because there was sin. The moment there is sin, sin will hide you from the presence of God. Presence of God and sin, habitual lifestyle of sin, they don't go together. However, let me mention here that if you find yourself in a mistake, a sin, God is able to forgive. Once you are repentant, He will forgive. And He will not just forgive, He will forget. Glory to God. Avoid sexual sins, especially. James 1:14. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So everyone has his own lust. There are some people who are easily trapped by busty ladies. Some is ladies with big bumps. Some is something in particularly the lady or the guy. Everybody has his own lust. You have to find out what your own lust is and confront it, deal with it, and run away from it. For example, if your lust is a light complexion lady, and they now brought a girl for you from the village and said, "We brought this girl for you as house help." And then you say, "Yes, she's okay." What have you done? You just shot yourself in the leg. What should you do? "No, actually, we don't need any house help right now." Why? Because you know that's your weakness. You want to be careful and you want to apply a lot of wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, about the presence of God. The presence of God is what will change people's story. You want your story to change from what it was before the pandemic and what it will be after the pandemic? You want your story to change for the better? Our case study is Enoch. In Genesis chapter 5 verse 24, the Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. I love that scripture. He walked with God and he was not. He took a stroll with God. Glory to God. Amplified version explains better. He says, "And Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God." See, the presence of God was key. And he was not. He said, "For God took him home with him." Glory to God. Another translation says, "Enoch walked steadily." Message translation. "Enoch walked steadily with God. And then one day he was simply gone. God took him." He was gone. Enoch walked with God. What does it mean to walk with God? The Hebrew word is alak. It literally means a tail bearer. Somebody who talks a lot. See, the guy had a gist for God. He was always gisting with God. He was always communing with God. He was like a tail bearer with God. He walked with God. One day God said, you know this Jesus, I'm enjoying you so much, let's go finish it up there. God just took him. That was the quickest, fastest divine transition I've ever seen. In other words, if you want a transition from where you have been to where you have been, walk with God. God will take you and move you from where you are to where you ought to be. God will relocate your life, change your story, rewrite your history, and give you a better life. The presence of God is what can do that. Number three, the presence of God will cause you to find grace in the eyes of God. Beautiful. It will cause you to find grace. Case study here is Noah. We see in the scriptures, Genesis chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, the Bible says, and the Lord God said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for he repented me that I've made them. Verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Come on now. The reason he found grace was because he walked with God. He was in step with God. I pray for you, as you listen over the internet to this message, you will find grace in the name of Jesus. You will find grace in the name of Jesus. As you decide to walk with God, as you make up your mind, grace of God will locate you in the name of Jesus. Number four, about the presence of God. The presence of God will ensure that you prosper anywhere you are, regardless of resources. Our case study is Joseph. Glory to God. In Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3, the Bible says his master saw that the Lord was with him. Look at that. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper. So this guy was a slave, and yet God made everything he did to prosper. Regardless of the resources you have right now, I declare over your life, by the end of this pandemic season, you will move into your wealthy place in the name of Jesus. God will give you ideas, divine ideas that will relocate you, divine ideas that will set you ahead of your contemporaries, divine ideas that will place you at the forefront of life in the name of Jesus. That will be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number five, about the presence of God. Never go anywhere if you are out of God's presence. Make sure you develop a culture of inviting the presence of God into your life every morning before you leave your house. The pandemic period has locked you down. Lock yourself down with God. Lock yourself down with the Holy Ghost. Lock yourself down with the presence of God. Discover what it means to flow in the Shekinah glory of God. Discover what it means to swim. Go into the depths. The Bible says, deep, call it unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. Discover what it is to flow in the presence of God. Our case study is Moses in Exodus 33 verse 15. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. In other words, Lord, before I move from here, I'm going to have to need your presence. And God didn't say, you are too enthusiastic. God didn't say, you are too much of a problem. No, God went through the motions of having to pass before him and covering his face with his hands. So when I pass before you, you will see my goodness. God showed himself and manifested his presence. Lastly, number six, and this one is something that we should look at with a lot of sobriety. It says God's presence can be lost. The presence of God can be lost. Our case study is Saul and Samson. Our case study is Saul and Samson. Let's take a look at Samson first. In Judges 16:20, the Bible says the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and I will shake myself. But he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. He didn't know the presence of God is gone. He thought as usual he would go and fight and kill all his enemies. But because the presence of God was lost, sin can be lost. He was caught. His eyes were gouged out. Somebody who harmed the whole of Philistines feared became a pawn in their hands because he lost the presence of God. You don't want to lose God's presence. Our second case study is Saul. 2 Samuel 1, 23 to 27. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives. In their death, they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. Then look at verse 25. David was lamenting over Saul. How had the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, you were slain in thy high places. I'm distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of warfare are perished? What happened was because the Spirit of God left. In 1 Samuel 16, 14, said the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Every time there will be trouble, guess the Spirit of God has left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lastly, let me point out for you about the fact that the presence of God can be lost. When David slept with Bathsheba, he already made a terrible mistake. In verse 11, David prayed. Verse 11 of Psalm 51. He says, cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. See, because he knew that when the presence of God is gone, his life is finished. People of God, hold on to God's presence. In this period of lockdown, develop the presence of God. You need him in your life. You need him all the time. He's your Lord. He's your God. He is your Jehovah. He's the one that has kept you alive. 1.8 million people dead across the world because of virus. But you are alive. And he will keep you alive. Go after the presence of God. You need that presence. I pray for you that God will keep you strong. God will establish your feet. Every distraction is taken away from your life. Don't forget the two major things we mentioned. Praise, which is Judah. Judah was his sanctuary. Israel was his dominion. Talking about the presence of God. I believe you've been blessed. God bless you. I declare over your life no evil will come near your dwelling. You are shielded. You are protected. God will honor you. God will increase you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at KHC Event Center, Joker Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.